On the line now is Civil Defence Controller Richard McNamara. Kia ora, Richard.
Kia ora tātou, Susanna, and good evening.
Good evening. Where are you located at the moment? Give us an idea.
I'm in Blenheim at the moment, just home from a relatively long day, but a rewarding day. Spent with the incident management team and all our emergency service volunteers and contractors and council staff working to get these communities back on their feet.
Tell us what you've seen.
In a word, destruction. It's probably the biggest flood event in living memory for this area. Westbelt obviously got hit a lot harder, but the reason we didn't get hit quite so hard lays in most part to the design and construction of the floodworks, particularly on the lower Wairau. The river hit over 6,000 cumex, which is above the design levels, and yet the system still held. We had some overbreaching in places and some undermining of a small number of areas under the stop banks, but 98% of it held and did the job of protecting the communities in the area.
How does it compare with the modelling that's been done? You know, when you predict how the roading and the bridging network will cope.
Yeah, well, as I said, the flood levels, particularly on the lower Wairau and into the Sounds, was well above any forecasting models that we had at our disposal. In fact, it was double. There was a huge river of moisture coming down out of the North Tasman, feeding into the storm that crossed central New Zealand. And the 6,000 odd cumex that was flying under the or over the bridge at the State Highway 1 on the Wairau Bridge north of Blenheim was at least double what the models were predicting. So a massive event, but contained on the lower Wairau. But obviously the destruction has occurred out in the Mob Sounds and in some of the smaller pockets around the upper Waihopo Valley to the west of Blenheim and to the west of Renrick, up what's known locally as the North Bank.
Talk us through the roads, the bridges, what's open, what's closed.
Yeah, so I'll just start by saying that some of the modelling we've looked at and done has shown a high-intensity rain band coming through on the Saturday that impacted directly onto the onto the catchments of the large Wairau River, but also into the Sounds, where the destruction of lifelines and roading was at its worst. People who have holidayed in the area or have lived in the area will know the Queen Charlotte Track, a beautiful drive through opposite the Queen Charlotte Sound. That was taken out by the sheer force of the rain and the floodwaters, major slips all the way along that road. Contractors have worked extremely hard in the last 3 days to get the road open at least to a one lane between Picton and some of the small settlements to the west. We haven't been able to push that road right through to Havelock simply because of the amount of debris and damage to the roading infrastructure there. But for 80% of it, we've got it open to at least one track. And Susanna, can I just make the plea that track and that open track is for the residents, it's for our contractors, and it's for the emergency services that need to get into the area. There's a staged opening of that track for those people that need to get in there. But can we just make a plea to sightseers to stay away from that area and let the people do their job? On top of that, the lifelines have been out up until the latter part of today. Particularly power out in the Sounds. We've lost a lot of power. Mob Alliance had a contingency in place, a large generating plant at the head of Kenepuru Sound that was able to maintain power to some of the area. But slowly over the course of the last few days, we've been able to get power back on, and importantly, for communications, we've been able to get the mobile cell networks back up and running. They're not fully restored yet, but at least we're starting to make progress. And what that means is that we can now fully connect with those isolated communities, particularly out in the Sounds, that we haven't been able to get to. We've been able to fly in and offer assistance where we can. And the water taxi businesses out on the Sounds, the Kenepuru, the Pelorus, Queen Charlotte, have done a fantastic job ferrying people where they can out of the air and getting resonance to and from. So as I said earlier, it's probably the biggest flood event and storm event that's hit Marlborough in living memory. But the community is recovering, and our job as the Nixon management team is to work with our community to get them back on their feet.
Richard McNamara, thanks so much for your time tonight. Really appreciate the update, and all the best for tomorrow.
Thank you, Susanna. I appreciate the concern.